This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, we're off for another wild ride through the dusty corridors of the past century of recorded music. I've got some more train songs coming up in this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, and I do my best impression of Bela Lugosi. Wait, Bela's dead. I don't want to do that impression. Pull the string! Dance to that for which you were created. We'll be right back. band called Five from a vinyl that was released last year on the Dutch Flowers label. Great tune called Aphrodite Part 2. And before that, we heard the incredible Bongo Band with, of course, Inagata De Vida. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. I want to let you know that the Radio Thrift Shop is brought to you by the Women's Anarchist Guild annual flea market for all your revolutionary needs. For the third straight week, I'm going to play some tunes about trains. And I don't know why, because I'm just in the mood for it. I think next week we'll do something different. And coming up in a couple of weeks, Radio Thrift Shop will be going on hiatus, and it will be the return of the Village Green, a New England music sampler. So please stay tuned for that. Going to start this set off of train songs with Melanie doing a cover of the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, to school, you learn your letters. Now don't you be no dusty miner boy like me. Oh, I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. Now they stand in a rusty row of all empty, because yelling it don't stop here anymore. Well, I used to think my daddy was a black man with script enough to buy the company store. But now he goes to town with empty pockets, and Lord, his face is white as the February snow. At the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars roll and rumble past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row of all empty, because yelling and don't stop here anymore. Temples roar. But God, I wish the grass would turn to money, and then them green bags would fill my pockets once more. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row all empty, because yelling and don't stop here anymore. Last night I dreamed I went down to the office to get my payday like I'd done before. Them old kudzu vines they was covering over the doorway, there was leaves and grass growing right up to the floor. I was born and raised at the mouth of the Hazard Holler, where the coal cars rolled and rumbled past my door. But now they stand in a rusty row of all empties, because yelling and don't stop here anymore. Because yelling and don't stop here anymore. Oh, yelling and don't stop here
anymore. Tell me, mister, tell me how long the train's been gone. I'm late 'cause I've been sleeping, and I must have slept too long. But as I was sleeping, I was dreaming about this train rolling on. You know the engine ran on sunshine, and the tanks were full of rain, and I dreamed that in every wagon there was green grass and grain, and there were flowers in all the windows, and every wild thing you could name was there, and the wheels spinning round were like the pounding of the sea and the train made a sound like a warning to you and me. Ah, but mister, I was sleeping and I must have slept too long, 'cause when I woke up in the morning, the sun never shone. No, tell me how long the train's been gone. Then he turned his face to answer, and his eyes were full of tears. It's just 10 minutes on the clock, sir, but it could be 10 million years. And when the train came through the station, there was nobody
Dave Atkinson with Tell Me How Long the Train's Been Gone. And before that, Michelle Schacht, the L&N Don't Stop Here Anymore. We started that set off of Train Tunes with Melanie, yes, the Melanie, from Lay Down Candles in the Rain fame, Long Train Running from her Natural Man EP. This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Want to say thank you for tuning in. If you are into trains at all, there's a wonderful documentary, very lo-fi DIY, done by Bill Daniel, called Who is Bozo Texino? It's a chronicle of a 16-year search for the source of railroad graffiti. There's a simple sketch of a blank staring character with an infinity-shaped hat and a scrawled moniker, Bozo Texino. It's a drawing that's been seen on railroad cars for over 80 years. And Daniel wrote Freight Trains Across the West, carrying a Super 8 sound camera and a 16mm Bolex, interviewing tramps and brakemen in his quest to discover who is Bozo Texino. So it's very much worth your while to check that out. For more information, surf over to www.BillDaniel.com. Okay, let's hope this works. This is a great train tune. Hope you enjoy it.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, button, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that. And, button, or, get you pretty far.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice.
Hey, that's nice.
Dirty but happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe and a button or two. He's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this. Choice, either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, grow thin or fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that, I'm fat enough now.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
What's your function?
Hooking up
up words and phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the mornings when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake. And I wonder as I walk by just what they'd say if they could speak. Although I know that's an absurd thought.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Hooking up cars and making them function.
Conjunction, junction, how's that function?
I like tying up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction, junction, watch that function.
I'm gonna get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you there if you're very careful.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
I'm going to get you.
There is a lonely train called the 310 to Yuma, and it's the only train left for me to ride on. I'll catch that lonely train called the 310 to Yuma. I'll get my ticket now. They say the life of man is made up of four seasons, and springtime finds him young and planting his grain, and then the summer comes bringing warm rains of reason and time to wage his crop. Snow-cropped and laden, he has been humbled now, walking into the rain. But the rains of death never fall from the cloudless skies of Yuma. Time stands still for those on that 310 train. Train left for me to ride on. I'll catch that lonely train called the 310 to Yuma.
promises. Well, if I die on top of the hill, or if I don't make it, you know my baby. Don't the moon look good, mama, shining up through the trees? Don't the brakeman look good, mama, playing down the doubles? Don't the sun look good going down to the sea? Don't my gal find the bitches coming after me?
Love five, you can't love five and get honey from my beehive. Oh, darling, you can't look far. You can't love sick. Oh, darling, you can't love sick. You can't love sick. That kind of love won't mix. Oh, darling, you can't love sick. Oh, darling, remember what you said. Oh, darling, remember what you said. Remember that you said you would rather see me dead than to see me on that new river train.
Kelly Harrell doing a famous tune there, The New River Train. Before that, the Mendoza Line with a cover of Bob Dylan's It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. And let's see, what did we do before that? Memory is such a fickle thing. I know we started that set off with Conjunction Junction from Schoolhouse Rock's great, great song, not written by Bob Dorough, who wrote Three is a Magic Number, but I guess you can't have everything. Well, thank you for listening. Those were the train songs. This is Radio Thrift Shop and DJ Frederick broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And oh yeah, I know, we heard... That's right, Sandy Denny, 310 to Yuma. Yes, from the LP, the original Sandy Denny. If you'd like to correspond, have any comments, questions, concerns, problems, complaints, requests, you can email me at FMOE, that's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's FMOE at colby-sawyer.edu, and I would be happy to hear from you. Okay, here's a 45 by the Four Mints, a tune called Endlessly.
One is alone. never be the same. You're the only other player in my little game. I was born for you, and you were meant for me. Stand by me, darling. Our love will last endlessly. Yeah. Oh, endlessly. Our love will last.
In 1965, three great voices of the 20th century were stilled. In February, Winston Churchill. In April, Edward R. Murrow. In July, Adlai Stevenson. In that same year, by assassination, the man called Malcolm X, whose autobiography would match in this decade in impact and sales the literature by and about those giants. Author John Hersey called it the surpassingly remarkable document of our time, which every white person should read.
Whites can help us, but they can't join us. There can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves. Concerning nonviolence, it is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks. There are problems in the community. Some of those examples of those problems are the vices that destroy the moral fiber in our community. Drunkenness, drug addiction, prostitution, organized crime that robs the Negro community of probably 90% of its economic potential and moral potential.
Malcolm X preached for black power against Martin Luther King's policies of nonviolence.
One of my reasons for going out on the limb, as I have, is to try and make white people be shocked awake to some of their senses, because if they don't awake, they're going to find out that this little Negro that they thought was passive has become a roaring, uncontrollable lion right at their doorstep, inside their house, in their bed, in their kitchen, in their attic, in their basement. And if you know that in time, you can do something about it.
Malcolm X died violently at a meeting in the presence of his disciples and his wife.
Misreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. Been spending my-
Hey, this is DJ Frederick. We're grooving on Ray Barretto with Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise. Thanks for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be back next week on this frequency. So until then, take care, be well.